Hereby call to order.
Chandler, will you turn the microphone?
City of Cedar Hills at the Recreation Center. It is 7:01 on January 29th. I'd like to recognize this evening all commissioners present as voting members. That's Marie Kraft, Lawrence Greer, John Dredge, and Stevens Thomas. We'll begin with public comment. Is there anyone here from the public who'd like to make a comment? You have 3 minutes. Can be on any topic of your choice. All right, we'll close that section of the meeting. Move on to agenda item 3. Review recommendation and public hearing on the preliminary approval for Taco Bell part of Cedar Hills Gateway commercial subdivision located at 9968 North, 4800 West in the SC1 commercial zone. The public hearing for that topic is now open. Is there anyone from the public here that would like to make a comment on this agenda item? Okay, we'll close the hearing. Chandler, would you give the presentation for that, please?
Maybe this is the second one.
It is getting better.
You said item number three.
We are item number three.
Forgive me, the first one is Taco Bell, correct?
Taco Bell.
So, from the last meeting, given the feedback the planning commission gave, they have altered the site to be in accordance with what the planning commission recommended. This portion between the main access here and drive through out here has been widened. I believe that is just over four feet, right? Yeah. So you got a good 4 foot strip there, which I think is similar to what you would see in park strip. So thanks. I think that's within what the planning commission recommended and wants to be able to see. However, what that does do is that does decrease the depth of these parking stalls a little bit. They're still conforming with provisions of the code. It's just they're not as deep. So maybe a little off track and like poking out a little bit, but that's, like I said, still conforms to the code. I think they also shaved out the foot of the width of this parking. So it was 25 feet, now it's 24. The other question that was brought up was the queuing of cars that go through the drive through. Right now, this is the drive through window about right here. You can stack about 7 cars. Anyway, the question is what happens when the cars start to tail out into this portion of the road? Which would be the, I mean, that's not going to be the scenario that you see all of the time, but it could be the scenario you see occasionally, let's say. We met with the developers over the, was it this, you know, last week. And some of the ideas that we had were to finish a little bit more of this parking lot to be able to queue, to be able to drive around and queue up through here. And so in the event that there's a high traffic or a high flow, which is a busier time, you can cone this off and then have people just queue up through here, which I've never seen a Taco Bell that busy, but I don't also look that often. So, any questions from the Planning Commission on this? There was a couple items that we were requesting that haven't been provided yet, namely the elevations for the building. We had the elevations for the previous or for the current building, but it's just not to conformity with the city's code. And so they've reached out to Taco Bell, and I believe you've yet to even receive their elevations at this point, so we're still waiting on Taco Bell for that. The other information we need from Taco Bell is a traffic study, just demonstrating that we've got adequate parking being shown here. And then they've provided the landscaping plan. The lighting plan, I'm not seeing where this building is. I'm just not concerned about what the lighting is on this. There's not any, other than your standard pole lighting on the streets, there's not really any lighting possibly leading to the neighborhood there. So lighting is much less of a concern. I did ask them to identify location for a sign, a monument sign, if they're going to do one here, as well as make sure that when the elevations are submitted, that we'd like to see the location of the signage on the building, not necessarily what the signage will be, just the location. Any questions? Any feedback?
Feedback I have is thank you for the quick response and the couple small suggestions we had.
Yeah.
Just came right through, thank you.
Okay, so given that we've asked for additional information, and I think that they're really close to providing that information, we're just asking to table it for future consideration. We've done the.
Hold on, we're tabling this?
Both of them, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know we're tabling this.
Yeah, so we're tabling this one just because we don't have the traffic plan, we don't have the building elevations, we don't want to get into the final phase of occupancy.
Because it's preliminary, we're talking about that concept.
Yeah.
All right, I'll entertain a motion.
I move that we table this item.
Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Next item, right?
Yes, item four. Public hearing on that, technically. Anyone from the public like to make a comment on this one? No, okay, we'll close that section. Chandler, presentation.
So then what you're looking at here is actually the old site plan for the storage facility. They took the feedback that the Planning Commission gave them, some of the concerns that were expressed to heart, and I think they made some good changes to the building. However, once again, like I said in the memo, that we're still asking for this to be tabled, as there's a number of items that we're still seeing. I want to demonstrate that the traffic, or that the parking here is adequate. We're certain that it is, given the number of people that go to a storage facility on a daily basis and at the same time. We just want some empirical data to show that. We also want to see a lighting plan. This one is a little more critical that we see a lighting plan as part of the plan set in that the residential neighborhood just sits 40 feet down the building. So we want to see what the lighting plan for the building will be. And then probably a photometric analysis of where that, what the lumens will be at the property line. I want to see that. And then the last, and we want to see the actual elevations of the building. They provided a rendering of that building, which you can see from the previous iteration that we saw, they've buffed up the landscaping through here. There used to be a drive aisle that went in front of the building. Now it's from curb gutter to the foundation. It's solid landscaping. And then they've removed the bay doors on the front half of the building, as well as down to half the sides. So. And I believe that they added, you added some windows, is that correct?
I'm on the front of the unit.
Front unit, okay. Now I don't know if those windows are see-through or if they're still big, covering the decorative, but they're showing the windows right now. It's not really them. And that's why you want to see what is exactly being proposed on the backside, because windows, we also want to demonstrate that what the building will look like for the neighbors behind. And if there are windows, we want to be able to answer the question, can you see anything out of them? What can you see? So they may just be purely decorative windows at that point, but that's out here or there. So you do still see bay doors. I think the number got reduced to
mid-30s.
So they've knocked off about 20 bay door units. So,
all right,
am I missing anything about that?
So we tried to listen to what the main concerns were last time and try to address them. And a couple things that I just want to highlight is correctly the front will go landscaping, our intention would be to landscape and clear the building, so we're looking at any visible, trying to shield those bay doors as much as we can from any public view. And again, just remind you that this building sits off of 48 and see you drive kind of back area. So landscaping, it would be tough to see coming through everything once it's all built. One of the ideas that we came up with as well, trying to address the bay door / loading zone areas, was to move those loading zones up to move them to the south and the north side and towards the front of the building, so that so your loading zone would be here and then mirrored on the south side of the building, eliminating any loading in the back of the building. And so we would still have the bay doors in the back, but those are much quicker load out type uses than they are somebody sitting in a loading zone, loading an elevator, going upstairs or downstairs, moving away. So we felt like that was a fairly good compromise listening to kind of what we were concerned for. Speaking to the lighting, we haven't done a lighting, but typically what you'll see on these is we do not light every bay door along the back. They're spaced every 50 feet along the back of the building. And we'll use a shielded light so all the light goes straight down and not out. We will provide the lighting as lighting plan, which Tanner has asked us to do. I think you'll find that it's super well done.
Just out of curiosity, those would be lit all night.
Yeah, they would be. But we also could entertain not. But I think once you see them on the building and shielded, that they're not shining in the houses, they're not shining in the nuisance. I don't know. It's a good question. I can have a guess for you, but I think along the back side on our last one, we put them lower so that they weren't as higher and shined out as much.
These are LED lights, so they're not going to be as much spread.
Yeah, that's right. More direction. LED and shielded. And you notice a difference, like on our last building, on the other side from the front where we don't shield it, it is brighter. It's the nature of what we wanted to kind of be both for marketing and security purposes. But along the back, there's no issue with shielding right across the back. As far as the color of the brick and the bay doors, if you look at what Walmart has five or six bay doors in front of the original drive. It's kind of hard to notice if they know what they're doing. But we'll match the same color of those and the same color of the brick so that they blend as nice as possible and you don't notice them. Any other questions or things that you brought up last night that we haven't addressed or haven't discussed?
How many bay doors along the back?
I want to say there's 16 along the back. So that's what I remember counting along the back.
Okay. And on the plan, so we've got the drive and then we've got the landscape in the back. And you're going to burn the trees there?
Whatever you want to say. So, and the only reason I say that is if you want us to burn it and raise it and put the trees on top of the road, we'll do it. It doesn't matter to us. Like I said, on our one in South Jordan, they wanted certain types of trees, and we put in types of trees, they don't care.
You know, I live up there.
Good.
And I didn't see trees, I have pictures. I didn't see trees on the storage unit side. I saw trees on the other side of the wall. Residents lot.
No, there's trees along that part, sure.
Okay, well, I'll have to look. Well, perfect,
drove it. But. Oh, there's for sure trees in there.
And I also noticed though that there's 6 foot fences for them.
Yeah.
And I went to talk to some of those residents and they really wished it was higher. So then I went to talk to residents that were along Walmart.
Do they have eight?
They have eight. Well, they're 14 feet on the Walmart site because
they're
set down. But on the resident side it's eight. And I have pictures, but I'll also do all the pictures. And absolutely. The movement soon got her three of those houses, and definitely for me better.
Could we get to come up to the microphone and state for the record? Joel Wright, the city attorney for Cedar Woods.
Thanks, Joel.
So I'm sure it's just based storage has lots of data on this. I mean, is it an economically feasible project that was just indoor climate controlled storage and have no outdoor bay doors? Would you proceed?
We're talking mid 30 doors, so economically feasible. Yes, it would be economically feasible. So what I explained in the last meeting is that having a different product type, as we call it, is beneficial because it spreads out the use of the site. So if without those doors along the back, we would add another loading zone along the back just to spread out those users so they weren't all backing up on the south and north side. And so in this regard, we thought it was a decent compromise to move those from the back as we proposed it before, so no loading zones in the back. It would allow the bay door to be there, so spread out the users here on the side.
Chad, did you have an additional comment?
Not this time, no. I'd be happy to answer some questions.
I'd like to, you know, in full disclosure, attended a meeting with the developers on Friday, and we discussed a lot, a little bit, and the project, and how it's looked. And I've had a lot of interaction with Chairman Grace and the mayor. And in particular, the mayor's concerns was the wording of our code. Our code says indoor climate control storage, and we've gone back to several of the meetings where we discussed that. Thank you, Commissioner Spear, for the pictures that were sent around, and she resent them around so we can see some of the examples.
What's from last year?
From last year. But I also reviewed the minutes and listened to some of the tapes from our meetings, and I think it was, to me, it was fairly clear that we meant indoor access. The building should look like an office building, pretty much from all respects on the outside. Having said that, personally, just giving opinions here, it's just discussion, I don't find this elevation particularly objectionable. I don't have a lot of hardware. I think it's fine. However, it's not in accordance with our code. Maybe, if we get really technical. So that puts us in an awkward situation. Certainly we don't, we're not even looking to approve this tonight. If it was something that we really, really were interested in, I believe, and I'd love to Chairman to correct me if I'm wrong on this, that the correct way to go would be to deny the application, revise the code, and accept a different application.
I don't even think you have to deny it. I've been thinking a lot about it. I don't even think that you have to deny it. I think you can work with the developer midstream.
Can we change code midstream?
Well, we're not changing it to harm them.
No, we're changing it to help them.
Yeah, think about it in the reverse. So let's say that we had code that allowed bay doors, and we were like, oh, you don't like that code, so we're going to change it so that you can't.
That's clearly.
Clearly would be egregious and would be arbitrary and capricious in doing development. But I think if the Planning Commission were to say, you know what, we feel like this building is something that could fit in this zone, and we can work with this building, you know, as a developer, would you be willing to entertain us changing the code? And I think there's ways to do that, and I was just speaking with the attorney about it. There's ways to do that where there's the project's not delayed either.
And I think that's important.
So I guess the question I want to look at is if, because our next regularly scheduled meeting is in February, and that gives you plenty of time to do the traffic, to show the traffic study, that gives you plenty of time to show the elevations for this record, right? As well as with the Taco Bell sites. It also gives staff enough time to finish the engineering reviews on various things and come together with a complete plan. And at that time, approve a code with a public hearing. This is just speculating, and I gotta cross some T's, dot some I's, and just make sure that this is kosher. But to adopt a code, adopt a revision in the code, not even adopt, to recommend an adoption of a revision of the code to the City Council, and at the same time, in light of the adoption of that recommendation, code change to adopt preliminary change or recommend the preliminary plans to the City Council as well, on which the City Council would review that code change in light of the City Council, both the Planning Commission's recommendation as well as possibly adopt or approve the preliminary plans, which at which point come back to you for final, which by the final, you know, you're working out of a code book that works with a building like this. I think the question of is it economically viable, I don't know. I don't have a pro forma. We don't require a pro forma. I think that's outside the scope of what we want. But we do want a building that's going to be successful.
Okay.
I think ultimately, we don't want a vacancy. We want a building that will be used, and in these types of situations, I think you have to rely on information from the market to tell you what the best options are. And the option is that this building succeeds in a much better way if there are a certain amount of bay doors, then is it something the Planning Commission, the City Council is open to exploring? That's up to you. I think that's something that you have to consider.
No, we do allow loading doors on retail establishments.
Absolutely.
Warehouses, whatever. Is there a limitation to that?
No.
So
not that I've seen. So if you can find one, I'd love to be over that as I've seen.
Well, I mean, so
I just look at this.
Walmart's got 5 bay doors. Like we yes. don't necessarily, or 6. We don't necessarily tell them that you know they have to be connected to the rest of the building or whatever. They're
no,
not individual storage. Like I don't. What's the reason we could deny it based on that? Like
on the bay doors?
Yeah.
It's not the bay doors. The indoor climate controlled storage. There's specific wording of what the intent of that wording is.
The bay door isn't it? This is why this is
slightly vague.
Yeah. I think you hit the nail on the head. Is that it is based on the understanding we have storage. It's outdoor storage, but like do you, it might be mincing words. I don't know.
If I were trying to solve a problem.
Yeah.
And I was talking about outdoor storage versus indoor storage. I mean, you could run HVAC to anything, first of all. And second of all, outdoor means like a chain fence with like a boat sitting versus like a bay door that's enclosed. So it could.
I've seen definitions that go contrary to what you're saying.
But again, yeah. I mean, back to my engineering, you know, example that I throw up where you know, they built an island and put skyscrapers on. You can define anything any way you want. And so I'm saying that, you know, potentially, even though there's outside accessible units, that doesn't mean that they're outside storage. And so I think, you know, really you could mince words on that.
You can.
And I think
you can.
I think but doing
so,
that is.
So I would go back to what the original understanding is when they passed the code. That's where it matters.
And that's
context.
That's the context. And so this body, let me just throw out the problem, is that this body can then say, you know what, Mr. Thomas, you are right. We agree with your interpretation of this, and we will pass it. But it's going to run into the same roadblock at the council. And so that's why I want to get all the roadblocks out of the way. I want to say, okay, this is the building that people want. You know, let's work with them and get the code that allows us to do this.
Yeah, but I mean, it does seem a little bit.
It can also
it kind
challenge.
Of seems like
that's the problem.
It kind of seems like semantics, though, too, because nothing's being stored in an outside lot.
But the access is from the outside. Because if let's say this, and I know we're just mincing words here, right? I get it, but it's important. So if it wasn't important where the storage bay doors were. I think the city would have just said storage units. I think where they called out indoor storage units, it calls up a very specific type of storage, at least we thought, or at least the thought was at the time. And that's where I think there's a disconnect. Because
I mean,
what we interpreted as indoor storage was actually, you know, could be in the industry lingo, could be completely erroneous. You know, and that's why it's really difficult to just come down and define something.
Well, none of us own storage units or are building them, so we may not know the terminology. So that, I mean, there's that disconnect too. But what I'm saying is, it's a contiguous building. It's not, you know, outhouse rows of bay doors. Like it's. I
what,
think
what makes those ones indoor and those ones outdoor and this one indoor?
Well, this building is going to have air conditioning and entrances versus
just
bay doors.
Those ones.
Again,
this is where I say, I don't know.
You can make the argument in any way is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I understand that. And that's why it's just, it's not clear. So,
but I thought it was clear that
the
night that we approved it.
So your this is what I'm saying, is your interpretation of what indoor storage is, I guess, you can agree with whoever, but I think the council's understanding of what indoor storage is and what this building should look like given our current code, given the current, the confines of the current code, will be indoor, like the door is inside. So I just think that we're going to run into a big roadblock. So let me hold on because we're really getting down into the weeds. We're not going to fix tonight. But let me ask you this.
I want to discuss.
Let me ask you this. On this building, what do we find objectionable?
Me? Me. It's not the highest and best use, but there's nothing really offensive about the building.
That's exciting.
Okay, but that's.
No, that's actually fair. You don't have any particular problems with the building.
I don't. And that's what I was
I'm pulling the whole commission. Lorianne, you're next. Do you have any particular objections with the building?
I like it much better on a scale from like 1 to 10. I would say I like it about a 6 or 7.
Okay.
But I do notice that where the bay doors are, I mean, I still think that it has a problem with the fact that there are outdoor bays now that we pass in our code. However, you will see the white columns on the bay doors where the stucco comes down, that's going to make them stand out. So I would say that should be one thing. So to make them like it. Yeah. But other than that, I like it actually a lot better than the South Jordan site. So I don't have a lot of problems with that except for the definition of the past. I thought it was going to be.
So,
but,
okay.
Marie,
sorry.
Yeah, no. This is hard. I think it's fine too. I do. And I wasn't here when I wasn't on this commission board.
When the code was
written. The code was, yes. But I do have an understanding of how this industry works. So, and I think that the breakdown was when the code was made, there was a misunderstanding of what the industry standard meant for what climate control meant versus, because last time we went to explain that there was a percentage out and a percentage in, and then everybody here went, ooh, we thought it was all indoor. And I think that's where the breakdown was a difference in the definition of what climate control means. And so, and I understand that there's a business side to it and there's a city side to it too. And so.
Well, I think we need to remember with the city side, we want something that is of the greatest benefit to the residents. Ultimately, and having some external bay doors may be the greatest benefit of the residents. It may be. Yes.
Odds are they would get used. If we're being frank, they're the person who built them.
So, I mean, if I were a developer and I was trying to get this particular building built as presented, I mean, what's to say I can't put two rows of doors and the first row opens up to a climate controlled door then and it meets all the requirements, but it still has bay doors. You know what I'm saying?
I can't plan the code around every weird circumstance.
No, I know, but what I'm saying is...
No, I know what you're saying. I can't.
We passed a code that said indoor, and this is all within one building, within the walls, within... You can climate control anything you want. Like, it's
agreed.
Not...
Agreed. You can have it.
It's not a chain link lock.
Like this with climate control. Like, I understand.
I'm just saying that I think it meets the intent. Although I think that other people would disagree, I think it meets the intent of what we put in the code. I don't think there's any reason to deny it based on what we've written in the code. That's my argument. Okay.
I guess we're looking for some direction here, then. I don't know.
Because we can do
a couple different ways here. I mean, if it sounds like this body is okay with this building, like this layout, like it's the bay doors on the back really aren't obtrusive in any way, as aesthetically or even probably within a physical distance. They're going to be shut, you know.
And we're not going to.
If you have an eight-foot fence, if you have a fence there,
see
them.
Right.
You're not
trying to see them. I would say that the delivery trucks from Walmart are much more obtrusive in this issue. And we honestly don't get complaints about those. They're very considerate about deliveries. And this, I mean, you limit the time when people can come in. So, I mean, here's the thought. We obviously can't pass this tonight because we're missing information, right? So, the direction I need, though, is where do we go from here? I mean, I can come back with a code proposal that specifically allows bay doors, that specifically calls out bay doors on certain portions of the of an indoor storage unit, saying that either a percentage of the building units can be bay doors, can have outdoor access bay doors, or a percentage of the building on a square footage basis can have be accessed from the outside. I don't care. There's probably a number of ways to do this. And you can say no and still approve this building, but I genuinely feel like that will go to the council and get rejected.
That's for the council to decide.
It is. But if you say that this building is, we like this building, that's saying something as well.
Well, I mean, there's another proposal that I remember that's going to be bay doors with an office access, and there's going to be 10 of them in a row. Like, what's the difference?
Those would be bay doors for
putting stuff in and out? Warehousing?
I get that the functionality of bay doors is the same.
What I'm saying is, what's the difference?
The difference is not the bay doors. The difference is in the
use.
I misuse these words in air quotes, the agreed upon definition of what indoor climate control was. Again, the application of use of the bay doors doesn't bother me. Again, that would problem with the building. That was fine. I'm just worried, and it is semantics, it is word games.
But I think the more granular we get, the more...
I think our attorney would say, words really do matter. And not only those words as written, but the discussion and the recordings of the meetings we have. That's where I think we're going to get stuck.
Well, I think if we write code specifically for this application, then we might, you know, kind of pigeonhole us later with maybe another development. Is it general enough? We're getting pretty specific in writing code, geared towards the building.
It is.
Because everything we do has ramifications to someone else.
True. I'm throwing out ideas because, quite frankly, we're at a bit of an impasse here.
Can I say something? If one possible rewording of the code to use in our industry's multi-story storage facilities doesn't eliminate exterior access units, and doesn't pigeonhole into one specific category, multi-story, or the other term is Class A storage. Typically on your drive-up location, your drive-up's only location with the strip buildings, that's called Class B or Class C, just like your office buildings here at Cedar Hills are Class B buildings where it's down, say, Thanksgiving Park or Thanksgiving Point, where they're five or six stories and they're much higher up on the spec, or Class A buildings. And so that could be a possible delineation. My desire is that we move along so we can build. We have Taco Bell that wants to come. We want to get this going. We want to take advantage of spring weather. It'll be here before we know it and be able to build over the summer as opposed to the winter. I, like you, went back and listened to all the minutes of the meetings. It wasn't as clear to me as it appears like it is to you guys that it was specifically that. What I fall back on is that we had sent emails to the mayor, to staff, to the agent selling us the property at the time with examples of buildings we wanted to build. In those emails, we specifically stated that there would be 500 plus units and X percentage of them would be exterior access. And there was the only feedback we got from staff and from the city was, this looks good. This looks like an office exterior building. We will need to work on shielding the view of the bay doors and working architecture with the bay doors. I'm just telling you honestly, that's what we got. And so when we made our presentation, it was an exact replica of what we had presented to you back in January of 2018. So from us, we're not presenting anything different than we presented back then. So the terminology, when I listened to the minutes of those meetings, I did not hear no exterior access doors. I heard indoor climate control storage, but for me, I know what that means in my world, because I build these all the time. Is it means that these are indoor, they're not behind a chain link, it's not boat storage, yard equipment storage. visible exterior pods. It's not that. It's everything is housed indoor and shielded from the public. And so I'm that's my defense of all of this, just so you know that we're not trying to present something that we didn't already anticipate. And have we heard in the discussions with staff or in public meetings that there would be no exterior access doors or hand load of shot through the roof, because those are the examples of the pictures that we sent you. And so we would have had this debate and clarified the language a year ago as opposed to trying to do it now. And so in our mind, this could be accepted under that language, as I think Commissioner Thomas is the same. At the same time, if it does not slow down the process, I'm totally open to rewording the code if that's what needs to be done. But that's just our take on it. If I heard something different in those minutes or anything else, I'm happy to have the conversation. So we move forward, we purchase the property, we're doing what we're doing based on what our understanding was that we had presented a year ago and have it changed from that. So,
I think from where you're standing in your world, yeah, that is what that meant. But from where we were standing, it didn't mean that at all. We thought we were playing off the lake.
Did you see the pictures that we were sent?
I actually sent them to everybody.
She resent them. However,
they were
prior to having that discussion,
yes.
I had no recollection of seeing those, other than in the context, as Chairman Drake's pulled out, I would like to have climate control language in there. I don't want it to be your traditional indoor storage facility with a garage door, right? It goes up and down, and it's not climate controlled as it's any longer. It's a regular storage facility. I would like to see the climate controlled version as part of the application. That's where we're running into trouble. There were several comments of that nature saying, these look pretty good. They're almost there. This is from the recording of the meeting. This is a quote from the recording of the meeting. And so this is where we're running into trouble.
We don't do verbatim minutes.
What? No.
I said we don't do verbatim minutes, though. So.
No, the minutes are not verbatim. Okay. Absolutely not. And the recordings are not always easy to understand, but to be clear.
It's true. Listen to them.
Yeah, they're really bad sometimes. My recollection of a year ago was that there would be a couple of access doors that would necessarily be very large. Understood. But then all the units would be accessible from inside. That's my recollection, and it's not perfect. I acknowledge that. I think in order to...
I'm not saying that. I don't believe you either.
I'm not saying that at all.
What I'm trying to do is listen to what is objectionable and not desire, and let me address that. And if we can focus on that, and allow us to have it. I promise you, the first units that will be leased and used by residents will be
ours.
I just know that. But it also provides a function for the building in the sense that we can displace people. It's 30 less people that have to put an elevator jumping down and up in throughout the inside of it. So I think it can be done without decreasing people's property values or being eyesight or eyesore. We've already talked about all the mechanisms we have in place to make sure that none of this happens.
Can I agree with you? Well, maybe I'll let you know. So, I mean, if this body is willing to explore language changing or clarifying, it's ultimately not going to slow things down. It's going to be the same timeline.
And I think that would be important. I don't want to cause any undue...
I guess the concern I would have is that if this body felt like they were interpreting code correctly and it got approved, and then somebody went back and looked at the minutes, and they're going to listen to my voice now, but went back and looked at the minutes and said, this isn't what was intended by this code. I'm going to challenge this decision. Like, that's where the city's really going to run into the problem. So, If that's the situation, if that's the long-term fear, then I think that you end that discussion right now by saying, well, we're going to clarify this by amending our code. That's it.
Let me ask about that. If we amend our code, don't we need to have public notice?
Yeah, we would.
Okay.
Okay.
Right now,
no, 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 no. This is just discussion. That's just discussion.
No. Yeah, then we're all going to get in trouble. So,
right.
No,
okay.
Not doing that.
All right.
I have a comment.
gotten really granular before on how we tell people to do things, so much so that it's come back to bite us really hard. Do we want to do that?
My personal feelings are this.
Like, right, what do you mean,
my personal feelings are this. Is that we've been bitten but by, like you said, granular language. We've also been bitten but by vague language on the very opposite end. So if this building is something that the planning commission says, yeah, I can see that in the commercial zone, then I think the best possible way to move forward is to do it with the code change. To specifically allow for storage units to have bay doors visible from the outside in certain instances and certain capacities. If you're not okay with the building, then I say you keep the code the same, but you say come back with no bay doors on the outside. Those are my two routes. But if you're feeling like, no, this building, I don't feel like the impact is that large, and I think this is something that we can live with, we can be excited about, then that would be the recommendation I would give, is to change the code. Thank you very much. Otherwise, no.
That's what I recommend then. I don't have any problems with the way this is presented, and I think the problem lies then in the semantics of the code, and we should change that to allow for that.
Agreed. And I want to be clear that there was never any intention on staff's part, on the developer's part, on the council, or the commission's part to, you know, do any bait and switch. I genuinely don't believe that that was the case here. I think this is just a misunderstanding at some point. Communication would go all the way through. So if we can do this, and if this is something that the commission wants, I mean, I'm happy to work on that code and have it ready for public hearing and adoption at the next meeting. It's not like the carport code where you have three pages. I think a couple of quick bullet points. I think if there's something that you're not comfortable with, you can make amendments to it that night and recommend that to the city council. I don't think that it's a long, drawn-out process.
If that's going to be the hangout, then...
If I'm off base here, or if I'm... I'd encourage our attorney to just step on it, tell us if I can lie right now.
I'd like to hear what he has to say about it.
Joel Wright, city attorney for Cedar Hills. And we have a code right now that handles storage. And it's very specific. Indoor climate control. And if you look, you know, even in the language in the industry, including, you know, how Extra Space Storage advertises storage in their Linden and Pleasant Grove facilities, you look on their website, they use that pretty much same language. They say this is climate controlled or not climate controlled. They have different units and different pricing. And this is indoor, or this is outside access. Is that accurate?
We own both of those facilities in our facility. I guess I could argue both of them. We call them drive up versus exterior access, and that's the way they call it in our system. But I mean, I understand the issue. Like, we want to dial it in tighter. And let's dial it in tighter. We just want to have the ability to be able to move simultaneously forward, doing the things that Chandler's asked us to do, and to make everybody feel better that way. Then it's probably the right thing to do, because I think that we're going to continue to do this.
Gotcha.
We can make it be this, or I can make it be that, and I can argue both sides of it as well. I'm not trying to hide behind that. I'm just going off the basis of what we thought we had presented a year ago was what we're presenting now.
Again, we're not doing anything binding tonight. This is strictly opinion and sharing information and having a discussion, which I like. And I don't think I'm hearing anybody here with any particular objections to the building as rendered. I mean, we haven't seen...
There's some minor changes.
Some little things.
So, like, that's really minor.
Like the brickwork around, I actually appreciate that, Lorraine. Because I went again and looked at the Walmart ones. And the fact that they cleverly match that paint color and brick ground, it really does happen a fair amount. It does matter.
So I guess my last point to this is that if I kind of talked about if this building were to be approved, going around to be adopted, then I think that somebody could. I mean, I think it's unlikely, but somebody could challenge that legislative decision. Any legislative decision can't change that. So I think that's where you just you cover your base and you say, we're going to hold a public hearing. That way no one can come back and say, this isn't what you meant by your storage. You hold a public hearing with the, with the new code. You hold a public
with
hearing
the new code, yeah.
So somebody can come and speak to it and say, and that way when all's said and done, people will have their day in the sun. They can come and voice their opinion. They can voice their support, their objections, however they feel about it. And as a staff, I know that we're sitting on solid ground. Well, I think that's also important because your neighborhood is the one that is vastly more effective than the rest of the city. But if this is something that they come to the city and say, okay, well, no, I can see that in my backyard and not be offended by that, like, that would bother me at all, then I feel like we're going to move forward in a much smoother process. But it has to go through that public hearing, public notice,
yeah.
Making sure that the public is aware of what the change is and what the expectations are in that code.
Additional comments? Great. You're quiet. And I know you're affected, so.
The only other question, this is a little bit off the subject, but the only other thing we weren't sure about is, and I don't know when this will be addressed, this issue, but the fence that runs along that. And I know we talked about height, but is it going to span the whole line? I mean, this shows only the behind the building, and so.
Well, you probably shouldn't be built all at once, so it's all the same fence all the way down.
And I don't know if that's between who works that or not.
Yeah, I mean, typically, I have a couple questions too long before you close the whole discussion. The way this would normally happen is we would build the fence out of Kingian and plats. I don't think we'll build it all the way down next time. So we would this is the city's property for detention basin. So you guys would take it from here.
Yeah, so we would probably work with the developer on building that portion. We may be doing a reimbursement agreement. So then we want the whole fence to look the same.
We would go from here and then carry it down to
just so that it's all the
uniform instead of all together. We wouldn't have, either way, I don't think that even if we didn't do that, we would take out the proper lines. So we'll commit to doing that. On the back of the building in the last meeting, there was some discussion of whether we should or should not have windows. And so in the current elevation as it's shown, bring that back up and I'll show you what the back of the building looks on the current elevation is we have windows along the front here, as you can see. The back, I did not put windows just for the purpose of I was a resident, wouldn't want people in hallways being able to look over. And so the back looks similar to this, except for those windows don't exist. So my question to you is, rather than me guess, would you like to have windows, or would you not like to have windows? Would you like something different?
Big window.
I could put some type of fake window, I suppose. Yeah.
Frosted glass.
Yeah, frosted glass would be okay. Because I would remember resident side looking to that sort of, it was just one solid wall.
Definitely.
And it would be nice to have something to break it up, but that would be obviously not the
Any other comments for you?
Chandler, is it, if you, I don't know if this is kosher or not. If staff worked up some proposed language, can we have any discussion on that proposed language via email or?
Because that's a violation of the public meetings act.
Yeah. Okay.
So you really got to do your deliberation
in
an open meeting where it's recorded. So that's where we got to be careful about what we're saying on email.
Understood.
In fact, we're scheduling another public meetings training next.
Okay, because, I mean, I was hoping this discussion would only be 15 minutes. It's gone 35. And it's important. I just want to make sure that we have enough time next time to actually address this to a point where we're comfortable in actually voting on it. Because I don't want undue delays. This should be a couple of bullet points or a couple of lines of code. It should not, we're not trying to reword it.
No, I agree.
This should be small.
I think if we have the full planning commission here, there will be some excited people about some of these topics.
I know there are at least two commissioners who will have strong feelings about this. Others.
It's all the same.
Yes.
So be prepared for that time that we're going to do that.
Very good. Big drink. Okay. With no further comments, I want
to take action on this.
I will entertain a motion.
I move that we have staff propose code changes and we table the file until next meeting, but the motion that we want.
Just the table.
Just table.
Do I have a second?
I'll
second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Thank you so much for the input. I will entertain a motion.
I move that we adjourn.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We stand adjourned.
It's still 50 minutes. I mean, it's not bad.
Yeah, that's